On Mastery. Part 6. Caution. Organizations with secret knowledge attract two types: people whose main desire is personal power, and people whose main desire is to benefit others. The first is more likely to rise to leadership. The first is more likely to have a louder voice. The first is more likely to dominate. If an organization has spiritual goals and is to avoid being sidetracked, members of the second type must have unusual courage and unusual stubborn adherence to moral principle. Nominally spiritual organizations are usually fraught with division, infighting, hostility, and intolerance. They have split into innumerable factions. Battles between egotistical aspirants fill the halls, exoteric and esoteric. Members and leaders of spiritual organizations seem to be as full of foibles and frailty as people who do not have secret teachings or practice spiritual disciplines. When the original Great One withdraws or is weak, organizations replace the original genuine knowledge and wisdom with rules and requirements, pomp and circumstance. If one wants to follow a spiritual path, one must avoid following a crowd behind a leader who is not truly a spiritual master. Most of these organizations have inner circles that require vows of secrecy, vows of obedience, and vows of loyalty to the organization and its leadership. If the aim of these vows is to protect humanity by guarding information that may be misused, then requiring such vows is reasonable. Guardians of knowledge take care to safeguard it, like parents who do not let children play with matches. If the aim is something else, like controlling or intimidating members, such vows are not warranted. Members of inner circles feel accepted, special, and sometimes superior, especially if they are privy to secrets. Organizations can foster egotism and elitism, even if unintentionally. They can also become insulated, out of touch with people outside the group who have different outlooks and needs. Inner circles and secret organizations appeal to the human ego. Beware, for it is easy to get swept along toward a nefarious goal or to be used without realizing it. Organizations, especially those with spiritual ideals and naive members, are vulnerable to being infiltrated or hijacked. Most of these organizations and their projects have been funded by huge financial interests and foundations, which easily direct and gradually gain control of their activities and philosophy. Numerous prominent personalities who advocated genocide, eugenics, and racial superiority and rule were members of some of these organizations. Some historians believe that these people, in their arrogance, ambition, and zeal for improving the human race, actually engineered genocide during the Boer and World Wars. Numerous organizations claim to be directly guided by adepts or masters with great wisdom and powers. These adepts may have an enlightened attitude toward death, but do they condone murder, massacres, or genocide? What are their goals? Did they, like Krishna, do everything they possibly could to prevent war, massacres, and genocide? Are they supposed to? Notes: the postscript below examines the social context surrounding the ideas of racial superiority and eugenics, genocide, and secret societies that spread the lore of adepts. Historical evidence exists that the Count of Saint Germain, a noted adept, attempted to prevent the French Revolution. Prominent theosophical author and co-mason Charles Leadbeater wrote, quote, Physical death is not regarded by the great ones at all as it usually is in the outer world. Those leaders who know so much more than we account it merely as an incident in the work which is being done, or sometimes as a reward for a piece of work well performed. Well indeed would it be for us if we could acquire this attitude of the masters of the wisdom. Unquote. There is a line between knowing that the soul is indestructible and concluding that it is okay to kill people because one isn't killing the soul. There is a line between working toward the betterment of humanity and committing genocide, arrogantly believing that one knows best who should live or die. There is a line between compassionately helping someone to escape unbearable agony and leave the body at their own request, and killing someone for convenience, expediency, or gain, or believing that one knows best who should live or die. All members of these organizations do not adopt philosophies of eugenics or racial superiority, but maintaining one's own moral principles is important. It is essential to test the accuracy of one's own and anyone else's communication with purported masters or other beings. It is crucial to use common sense and to adhere to our own moral principles. Meanwhile, all human beings have access to our divine source, our Creator. We have a direct soul connection. Our Creator does not leave its creatures bereft of itself, now or at any time in history. Human beings have an inner knowledge that we don't require an intermediary between us and our Creator. Some corrupt practices, like supposedly forgiving sins and granting eternal life in exchange for gold, have been overthrown as people sought their own connections with the divine. Psychic abilities are also not required. They can help, or they can distract us from our spiritual goal. It is also easy to misuse paranormal powers and fall backwards. Some people have had to forsake their psychic abilities in order to pursue a spiritual path. If one joins any organization, especially a secret one, it is wise to be both cautious and vigilant. Would we be willing to destroy our present culture and customs to make way for a new race? Would we agree to participate in genocide? Could someone we believe to be a master or a spokesperson persuade us to cooperate? Or to look the other way and keep quiet? We cannot rest our faith in an organization. We can only rest our faith in our Creator, our Source, and in our connection with it. We can nurture this connection. We can ask for guidance. We can test and refine the accuracy of our reception. Let us take great care in approaching organizations and traditions, especially before taking vows of obedience or loyalty. Let us not allow secret knowledge to lead us into egotism or spiritual elitism. Let us keep our eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open, our conscience vigilant, and aim for inner purity as best we can.